Every day when I wake up, gotta make up another reason to make it last. Mistake up if we break up. We smash guitars and shatter glass. But till the day that we do, I'm your driver and you're my screw. Everywhere that we go now, there's a show now.
People pay money for the rock and roll.
And the big wow, before we bow, you can call me CC Crowd Control. But if you don't want to, it's cool.
It's cool.
I'm your driver. Empty car on a fast train. Driving rain.
Stories and cool clothes and party toes. This is what life is like on the road. Never too high, never too low. That's the only way to go. But right now, without further ado, I'm your driver, you're my screw.
To love.
I'm your driver and you're my screw. 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 I'm your driver and you're my screw.
Good morning. Welcome to the Sunday, April 23rd, 2017 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. And as I reminded folks last week, or announced last week, the written text of these Prince and Proudhon shows, the PDF, is also being posted to the new page that I put up to hold the Prince songs discussed in these shows. And the current draft for that PDF just this morning is number 688. Just want to make sure it got to you. It's been a year since I was hit with what I believe was my first laser EMF injury. I think that it was a laser because of the intensity and focus of the pain it caused into my thigh and up into my back, into my hip and back. And this was 3 days before the power guys murdered Prince. I wrote a poem about it for the May 15th, 2016 show. And that's the very first audio file for that show, titled it Invasion of Lies. I also I hope you get a chance to listen to it. I also encourage you to listen again to the show immediately following Prince's death, the first audio file of which is titled Killing Princes, and that's the April 24th, 2016 show. But from the May 15th show, 2016, comes this. Lied to about his hip. And I would omit this line today, now that I know it's very clear. They'd been torturing him for over 35 years. What they did to me days before they killed him. But what was the precipitating event? They'd been torturing him for decades with EMF, and these guys are sadists. What they did to me showed exactly what they did. They ran that laser into Prince, into his back, into his hip. My left thigh still burns because of it. My heart still aches at what they did to him. The burning and numbness lasted for months. I bring this up again because it shows the degree to which these power guys plan. They have nothing else to do with their time, given their skill set. Nothing else to do but to plot schemes for increasing the misery and suffering in the world. That and consume the planet, which is towards the same end. Prince, so far as I know, alone. Although Prince was obviously not alone in getting targeted with EMF, I believe the global statesmen's use of this weapon has been widespread, coinciding with their three broad objectives with it: limiting population with disease, controlling or managing population, quote unquote, and maintaining global supremacy vis-a-vis other state actors. And that within the purpose controlling or managing population, their priorities are the elimination of dissent and the erasure of stories that conflict with the one they are composing. Or generally speaking, as they are about sculpting, the elimination of those they deem not useful or no longer useful for their purposes. Or possible threats, or knows too much about them. This mindset is strictly utilitarian. That is to say, they are about crafting a future that's grim. And by the way, that an EMF assault affects one's emotions, makes you feel sad or angry, I'm certain cannot be dismissed as a strength in the power guy's eyes. They have been trying to conquer this turf of our emotions, and because, again, I've said often, using drawing on Alice Miller, they were themselves turned into puppets, and this is continuously reliving their early childhood trauma, continuously trying to turn us into puppets, which means controlling the turf of our emotions. Control is their mantra. They are sculpting a future in which we, the people, globally, are focused on surviving scarcity and serving the rulers posing as our saviors. And we should consider that within the objective, erasing stories that conflict with Grimm, anyone in the public eye, and if in the eye of youth, and capable of jump-starting an authentic thought process even more so, anyone in the public eye that can generate in us a feeling of happiness, make us laugh, stimulate us to think from the root of earth truth up, help us become more empathic and interconnected across the false divisions, and want to live authentic lives is particularly at risk. This means most deaf comedians, comedians who are, by their very existence, critics of class, at least the ones that lighten our loads and make us feel more hopeful and less alone. Those tiny, tiny few, desperate to rule, want youth to feel alone and hopeless, as if they can reproduce this effect in youth generation after generation, their reign of heartlessness and hate can be extended ad infinitum.